Good morning, everyone. I welcome you back to our weekly radio conference. Congress has just returned from a week recess in which most members were out in their states. Senator Craig and I were out in Idaho traveling throughout the state and had a good opportunity to meet with a lot of folks and get our batteries recharged, breathe some of that common sense in the air out there, and we're now getting set back here to jump back into business. The first item of business on the floor of the Senate this week is going to be the Patriot Act. There will be a motion to invoke cloture to stop the filibuster of the Patriot Act that will be voted on today at approximately 2:30 Eastern Time. It's expected that that cloture vote will be successful and that the Patriot Act will then proceed to a vote sometime in the next day or two. I believe that the issues with regard to the Patriot Act that Senator Craig was leading on have been resolved, and my understanding is that Senator Craig will be supporting the process to move forward and have a vote on the act now, since a number of the concerns that he was fighting so hard on have been resolved, and the act has been amended now in a fashion that even more aggressively protects civil rights while making sure that our enforcement and intelligence agencies have the tools they need to fight terrorism. We are also going to see hearings start up in the Senate this week with regard to the big issue about whether the Dubai company from the United Arab Emirates should be allowed to take over the management of some of the United States ports. As I think everybody in the country knows, this is a big issue on which the President and many, many members of Congress are of a divergent point of view. But at this point, we have the opportunity to proceed to a 45-day review. And I think a lot of questions are going to be answered as Congress undertakes this review. Hopefully, at the end of that 45 days, we'll have a much better basis from which to make the decision as to whether to allow this decision to proceed. There are a number of other issues going on in Congress right now, most of them at the committee level, since the floor time is being taken up by the Patriot Act this week. But I'll stop there and throw it open for questions. And first on the list, actually, I don't have a list in front of me right now, so I'm just going to go and let you jump in. So who would like to ask the first question?
Well, Senator, I'll try. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Regarding Dubai, are you one of those with a divergent opinion?
Yes. I believe that our ports are clearly one of the most significant potential threat areas for successful terrorist entrance into the country, both in terms of terrorists themselves or in terms of weapons of mass destruction or some other type of weapon. And because of that, I believe that the management of the ports must be very, very thoroughly reviewed. I don't know the details of the particular transaction that is proposed to be allowed, and so I think that we should step back and take this 45-day review period, take it very seriously, scrub the issue very carefully and find answers to the questions that we're all asking, and then make a much more informed decision.
What about the overall issue of our ports? Should we allow them to be managed from overseas?
Well, you know, that's a question that I think Congress will start addressing. I was frankly surprised when I first learned, and this was some years ago when we had the same type of issue with regard to China, I believe it was, but I was surprised that we allowed foreign corporations to manage our ports. Having said that, international trade is now such that it's very common for particular companies to have ownership from many different parts of the world, particularly when that company is traded on the stock markets or on some international exchange. And so I honestly don't know the right answer to that question, but I believe that clearly it's one of the questions that Congress needs to look at in the next 45 days. Okay, Jason, are you there?
You bet.
Go ahead.
A couple of developments lately with the Keystone Senate report, as well as Idaho legislator backing your efforts for the Endangered Species Act. I was going to see how the progress is going on that.
Well, thank you. Let me take those in reverse order. I have introduced with Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat from Arkansas, a bipartisan reform bill of the Endangered Species Act entitled the CRESA, that's Collaboration for the Recovery of the Endangered Species Act. And it's a bill that focuses on collaboration involving states and local communities more in the decision-making process, prioritizing decision-making and creating incentives for landowners to be financially compensated for activities that they undertake on their property to benefit species. And we have a lot of broad-based support for it. And I was really pleased to see the Idaho House of Representatives pass a resolution supporting this legislation and encouraging its prompt passage, and sending their resolution to the Senate, where I hope we'll have similar treatment in the Senate. And your first question was?
It was just kind of all with the efforts and also the Keystone Center.
Oh, the Keystone, yes, the Keystone. The Keystone Report is a report of a collaborative group that has been working for quite some time now at the request of four senators, myself included as one of them, to try to identify the some of the common ground on which we can move forward for collaboration, for improvement of the Endangered Species Act. It was a separate track from the effort that I was undertaking with Blanche Lincoln, but interestingly, in their report, although they were not able to reach consensus on a high number of items, they were able to find some areas where they could agree that we need to move forward, and I believe that the recommendations of the Keystone Commission now will be utilized by some of the other senators, particularly Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma, who's the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, and Senator Chafee from Rhode Island, who chairs the subcommittee that handles the Endangered Species Act, and Senator Clinton from New York, who's on that committee as well. I think they will now take the recommendations of the Keystone Act and try to put some legislation together, and I encourage that to happen, because then we can actually work on a dual track with my legislation and any legislation they come up with, and hopefully at some point have two good pieces of legislation that can be moved either separately or together.
All right, thanks.
All right. Samantha or Bill, are you on?
Well, Bill's here. I don't know about Samantha.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
You said that you were back in the district last week and got your batteries recharged, so to speak. What were you hearing from people? What seemed to be on their mind?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Clearly, the biggest issue on their mind was this port issue, the question of whether we should allow the Dubai company to manage U.S. ports. I think that was probably the biggest issue on everyone's mind. After that, the issues were very broad, but just to list some of them, immigration was a big issue. Farm policy was a big issue as we now start to develop the next farm bill. Trade policy in general was a big issue, and taxes. People are very aware that we have some significant tax relief that could expire if Congress doesn't take action. And so those are the kinds of things that I was hearing, in addition to the fact that people just wanted to say that there was a tremendous amount of support for the president expressed and a tremendous amount of support for our men and women who are fighting to put their lives on the line to defend our freedom over in Afghanistan and Iraq. Okay, is Samantha there? Anybody else that I haven't gotten to yet? All right. Well, I thank everybody for hooked. Anybody else wanted to say something?
I'm sorry, one quick one, Senator.
Sure.
As you're aware, the Idaho legislature has passed a resolution asking Idaho and Montana to be separated from Wyoming as far as gray wolf.
Yes.
You guys think? Do you know anything about that or how it might be taken back there?
I know quite a bit about that. I used to chair the subcommittee that handled that issue and have worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife for years trying to accomplish that very outcome. It has been a big problem for Idaho to be hooked up with Wyoming and Montana, I believe it was. And frankly, if Idaho had been able to be separated, we could have made a lot of progress already. Unfortunately, Fish and Wildlife continues to refuse to totally do that because of what they consider to be requirements of the law under which they are operating. But they have made some significant strides, and what they've done is to reach an agreement with the state to allow the state to start managing, but they're still under the supervision of Fish and Wildlife. And so although the state is being allowed to make some progress on implementing its management plan, it doesn't have complete ability yet to assume the management of the wolves, which we would like to see them do. and which we could achieve if we were separated from Wyoming and Montana. So I encourage the legislature to pass that resolution. That's the objective that I've been working for several years now, and we'll continue to do so. All right. Well, I'll talk with everybody next week, then, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, bye.